1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from Gateway High School. Today, the WJPA Sports Network and the NFHS Network present the WPIAL Class 5A Softball Playoffs. It's the first round as the Trinity Hillers take on the Plum Mustangs. Plum will try to improve on a third-place finish in Section 1 from last year. Nope, they tied for second this year at 8-4, finished 13-5. Meanwhile, Trinity finished in Section 4 in third place, 9-3 in the section, 17-3 overall. Trinity earning the number 7 seed, Plum getting the number 10 seed here today. As we welcome you into a very quick Visit Green pregame show, our second game of the afternoon, as they get set for the national anthem. Today's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network is being brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By GG&C Bus, GG&C Drives Trinity. Drive for GG&C, call 724-222-2320. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreene.org. By Curtis Pharmacy, in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Schwanee Broad and Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. And by the Day Insurance Agency on East Main Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. We welcome you inside the Visit Greene pregame show. We'll step aside and give you the starting lineups when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
GG&C Drives Trinity. GG&C Bus Company is looking for CDL drivers. Enjoy flexible hours and scheduling and paid training for new drivers. Drug screening and background checks required. For 50 years, GG&C has provided safe, reliable student and public transportation. They're always looking for school bus, van, and charter drivers and student monitors. Equal opportunity employer. Learn more at ggcbus.com or call 724-222-2320.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Back here at Gateway for the start of this matchup between Plum and Trinity, the number 7 seeded Hillers taking on the number 10 seed in Plum. Trinity in their blue jerseys. Trinity across the chest in white with the white numbers, the blue pants with the high white socks. Plum wearing their white jerseys with the purple pants, and Mustangs across in purple with the purple numbers as well. A little scramble to get on the air here. We hope we're going to have our camera. It went out on us in our last game. We watched West Allegheny, the number 5 seed, 10 run, the number 13 seed, Greater Latrobe, 11-1 in 6 innings. Winner of this matchup will take on the winner of Thomas Jefferson and South Fayette. That game probably just concluded at Pleasant Valley in Peters Township. We'll see if we can get you a Thomas Jefferson score. Thomas Jefferson, the Jags, the number 2 overall seed in this bracket. Let's meet the Plum starting lineup. Leading off and catching, Liana Yusko. Batting second at shortstop is Jaden Gentile. The pitcher, Riley Stevens, bats third. And that's who's going to lead things off, those first three batters for us. As in the circle here is Ray, and first pitch is a strike.
1-5-2-4.
Right-handed batter here in Yusko. Ray in the circle delivers a ball up top. One ball, one strike. Line drive into left field. That gets down in front of the left fielder, Hall, and a leadoff base hit for the Plum Mustangs.
Coming to the plate, number 20, shortstop, Jaden Gentile.
So Jaden Gentile comes to the plate. Other 5A softball games today. Penn Trafford in Connellsville, Montour in North Hills, Baldwin in Kiske. Kiske, the 12 seed, was leading 3-1 late in that ballgame over the 5-seeded Baldwin. Pitch in now to Jaden Gentile as a call strike on the inner edge. Nobody out, runner at first base after the leadoff single by Liana Yusko. No one. Bouncer right to the third baseman. Throw to second, gets the lead runner. Good cover there by Hinkler at second. The out coming from Daneker, the flex. So aboard with a fielder's choice is Gentile. One out. Runner still at first base. Brings up Riley Stevens, the opposing pitcher. She swings and misses at strike one.
Riley Stevens.
Oh, one. Swing and a miss, strike two. Quick throwback to Ray. From the catcher, Zawacki.
2-4-2-2.
Matty Ray, the junior, winds and deals. The 0-2 pitch. Misses, runner goes. Throw down to second, not in time. Stolen base for Jaden Gentile. So runner now at second. One ball, two strikes, the count to the batter, Stevens. Infield back at normal depth. 1-2, misses low. Two balls, two strikes as the count evens up. Defense for Trinity. Right in the circles, the wacky behind the dish. Daneker at third, Christie at short, Hinkler at second, Humphrey at first base. Now here's a tapper up the third base line, this foul. Hall in left field, Starr in right field, and Krenzelak is in center, the senior. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Here to Jaden Gentile. Matty Ray winds and deals. 2-2 pitch, fly ball, left field, tailing towards foul territory. And that one was crushed, but foul ball. That actually went over the left field fence. Strong hit there from Riley Stevens, but just pulled a little too far to the left there. Foul ball. Still alive at 2-2. Here's the pitch. Lays off one low. Peel down the base umpire. Says she did not go around. And that runs the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Runner in scoring position here for Riley Stevens. Top of the first inning. Matty Ray gets the pitch call. Looks down at the wrist. Winds and deals. The payoff pitch. And that's low. Good at bat there from Riley Stevens. Runners at first and second.
Coming to the plate, number 9, second base, Lily DeLuca.
For Lily DeLuca. I believe we have a runner down there for the pitcher, Stevens. We do. That is Cadence Omer, courtesy runner for the pitcher. Runners at first and second base. One out here for Lily DeLuca. Fouled away on the first pitch. Matty Ray gets the call from the dugout. Ground ball left side. That's past a diving Daneker into left field. The runners were holed, and that will load the bases.
Coming to the plate, number 12. Third
Daneker
base,
made a nice
Kenzie Marotta.
Try there, but Gentile holds up at third base. A single, a fielder's choice, a walk, and another single to load the bases. One out here in the top of the first inning for the 10th-seeded Mustangs. Infield playing in front of the bags here for Kenzie Murata, the third baseman, batting for Plum. Murata pops one up. This will get out of play. Foul ball. Right over the dugout here on the first baseline. Trinity on the first baseline. Plum on the third baseline. 200 to center field, 200 to left, 200 to right.
1-5-5-4.
Oh, 01. Ground ball back to the pitcher off the glove of Ray, the shortstop. Christie picks it up, makes the out at first, but the fielder's choice will bring home a run. It's 1-0 Plum. Nothing else that Christie could do there at shortstop.
Bat number 3, first base,
brings
Brooke
up
Bernoski.
Brooke Bernoski, the first baseman. Two outs now. Bernoski fouls one away. Two outs, two runners in scoring position with a run across in this opening frame for the Mustangs.
4-2-3-1.
This is the 0-1. Popped up, shallow left field, running in is Hall, and she'll make the grab and end the inning. Plum scores one run on two hits, no errors, couple of walks, two left on the bases. We go to the bottom of the first inning, Trinity in the hole, 1-0 to Plum in the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection. Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FNB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FNB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fnb-online.com.
Head to the bottom of the first inning. Allie Krenzlak leading things off here for Trinity. The left-handed batter swings and misses at strike one. Stevens in the circle. Yusko behind the dish. Murata at third. Gentile at short. DeLuca at second. Bernoski at first. PC is in center. Loff is in right field. Left, that is, in right field. And in left field, Aubrey Maxwell. No balls, two strikes. Here to Allie Krenzlak. Left-handed batter, 0-2 pitch. Fouls this one away as she fights one off down the third baseline. All of today's winners here in 5A softball will go to Thursday. O-2, another foul ball down that third baseline. Trinity reached the quarterfinals a season ago as the number 10 seed. Krenzlak, an all-state outfielder here. Facing an 0-2 count now. Looks at ball one. Trying to bring the off-speed stuff there was Stevens. Riley Stevens winds and deals. Another one fouled away. I think that one went off the foot. One, two. Inside. Two balls, two strikes. Here to the leadoff batter in the bottom of the first inning. Plum with a 1-0 lead now. Trinity trying to answer here and their half of the first. The 2-2 upstairs. That runs the count full. My goodness, the speed from both of these pitchers already compared to what we saw in West A and Latrobe. Here's the payoff pitch. Krenzlak fouls one down the third baseline. This one will get down. Foul ball. Hung up in the air there a little bit, but nobody can make the play as it goes right up against that fence. Payoff pitch again. Another foul ball. What a battle in here by Krenzlak. Alora Friend on deck. Nina Christie due to bat this inning as well. Krenzlak leading things off here. Three, two, pitch. Another foul ball. Krenzlak won't go away here for Riley Stevens. Three-two pitch, soft grounder to the second baseman. DeLuca scoops it up, makes the throw over to Bernoski, and after that great at-bat by Krenzlak, she's retired with a soft grounder. One out for Elora Friend.
Plate, number one, DP Friend.
The designated player. One out, bases empty here in the bottom of the first inning. Trinity trailing Plum 1-0. Mustangs getting a run in the top of the first. First pitch to Friend off speed and low in the turf. Artificial surface here. Whole field is turf, including the outfield. Here's the 1-0. There's a strike. His friend looks at it. One-one. Ground ball to the shortstop. Gentile makes the play over at first. Two down.
Coming to the plate.
Brings up the shortstop, Nina Christie. Nice play there by Gentile. And that brings up Nina Christie. The right-handed batter stands in. It's Riley Stevens. Down at the wrist for the pitch call. Here's the first pitch. Upstairs for a ball. Two outs. Base is empty. 1-0 the count here to Christie. One-oh is a ball that misses out. Upstairs, three balls, no strikes. Trinity looking for its first base runner of the afternoon. Three oh, and it's a four pitch walk. The Hillers have their first base runner. Two outs with Christie at first base
coming
now
plate,
for
14,
Gabby
base.
Humphreys.
Humphreys.
Come one and a half right here.
Humphreys in this four spot. Stevens winds and deals off speed, gets her. Like a drop ball in there. 0-1. Fastball misses outside. One ball, one strike. Here to Gabby Humphreys. One-one. Off speed again. Gets her. One ball, two strikes. Nice pitch there from Riley Stevens. Really pretty. They're coming with that fastball. One-two. Ball outside. Yusko thought about throwing it down there. Two balls, two strikes now to Humphreys. 1-0 lead for Plum over Trinity here in the bottom of the first inning. Trinity with a runner at first base, but two outs here. Humphreys, the 2-2 pitch. Chases one upstairs. She goes down swinging. No runs, no hits, no errors, but a walk leaves one stranded. We've played one, Plum one, Trinity nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Everybody needs some help these days. Take Jessica's mom.
High deductible. Mom forgets about her pills. I go crazy. But then I heard about Curtis Pharmacy.
See, Curtis Pharmacy cures the crazy. Save with Better RX. And backed by meds, ease Jess's quite worried mind.
Better RX has generics priced lower than online pharmacies.
And backed by meds has your meds packed in pouches, stamped with a date and time to be taken. No more pill boxes. Dare to compare at CurtisPharmacy.com.
We head to the top of the second inning. Plum with a 1-0 lead over the Trinity Hillers in this first round of the 5A softball playoffs. Sydney Peasy, Abby Leff, and Gia Tavella due to bat this inning for Plum. 6, 7, and 8 spots coming up for the Mustangs. First pitch into Peasy. Is a strike. 0-1, fouled away and out of play. Did we get a Thomas Jefferson final, by the way? Winner of this one takes on the winner of Thomas Jefferson and South Fayette. Our crews spread around today, including there at Pleasant Valley. 0-2 pitch. This one fouled out of play again. O-2 pitch. Inside for a ball. Matty Ray delivers the 1-2 pitch. That one fouled into the fencing right at me. It was well above my head, but it was in my direction. We're positioned right behind home plate here. A couple balls fouled away. Got to get some new ones. One, two. Fouled away again. Good at bat here by Sydney PC to lead things off for Plum in the top of the second inning. One, two pitch upstairs for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Leading off the top of the second here for Sydney Peasy.
2-3-5-7.
2-2. Off speed. Fouled away. Off her leg. In the batter's box. So Krenzlak starts the same way for Trinity. In that first inning, with a good at bat. Try it again. Here's the 2-2. Fouled away again. Two balls, two strikes remains the count here for Sydney Peasy, center fielder for the Mustangs.
4-4-3-2.
For head coach Phil DiLenardo. 2-2 offering once again for Matty Ray. Here's a fly ball. This one into right center field, and this one is off the top of the wall. It was a half a foot from going out of play for a home run. But off the wall, and she's up with a stand-up double.
Coming to the plate, number 8, right fielder,
what an at bat by
Neff.
Sydney Peasy. A leadoff double. For PC.
Hey, good at bat, Pete.
You brought follow that umpire.
Umpire going over to the Plum dugout. We getting a runner, maybe?
Back up, you can see her. Let's see her.
Yo, Danny, get it.
So here's Abby Leff. Fouls one away. Did get an update here. TJ 3, South Fayette nothing. That's in the middle of the fourth. That game is not gone final yet. 0-1. Chopped foul up the first baseline by the lefty left. O2 0-2. Looks at one upstairs. One ball, two strikes, runner at second base. Nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Rounding third. Headed for home is PC. Play at the plate. Not in time. Plum takes a 2-0 lead, and advancing on the throw is Left. An RBI single by Abby Left makes it 2-0 Plum.
At bat, number 11, DP, Gia Tavella.
Gia Tavella comes up, and Trinity going to have a meeting here in the circle, and we might be having a pitching change already. And Gabby Humphreys will come in to pitch. While we get those changes, we'll step aside. We'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate. When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Straight defensive switch for Trinity. Humphreys comes from first to take over in the circle. Ray goes to first for her. I'll bring up Gia Tavella. Foul ball down the left field line. Back-to-back hits here for Plum to start off the top of the second. Trinity changing pitchers early. Maddie Ray just going a full inning. Allowed four hits through seven batters. And Sean Gray said he saw enough. 0-1 pitch, swinging bunt there. Missed for strike two. Tavella, the designated player. Here's the 0-2. Slap bunt to the shortstop. Bobbled there by Christie. She won't have a play. The E6 puts runners on the corners for Plum.
At bat, number two, catcher, Leanna.
And still nobody out in this top of the second inning for Trinity. Defensively. Runners on the corners.
2-1-1-4.
Pitch is high. Runner will go. Two runners in scoring position. This one skied up in the air by Yusko. Back to the top of the order here. 4 Plum. Yusko with a single in the first inning. One ball, one strike. low, below the knees. Two balls and a strike now. Two runners in scoring position and back to the top of the order for the Mustangs. Two-one delivery. Fly ball, this one into left center field, and it's down. Leff will score. Rounding third and coming home is Tavella. It's a two RBI double for Liana Yusko. And Plum adds two more. It's 4-0 Mustangs.
Coming to the plate, number 20, shortstop Jaden Gentile.
Now, Jaden Gentile stands in. First pitch to Gentile, fouled away back into the netting. 4-0 Plum. One run in the first. Three hits through four batters here in the second, despite the pitching change. Trinity already going to Humphreys. Gentile looks at a ball low. Gentile reached on a fielder's choice, came all the way around to score to give Plum their first lead of the game. 1-1 pitch low as well. Two balls and a strike. Nobody out. Runner at second base for Plum with three runs across in the frame already. Two-one pitch, soft, high bouncer to the third baseman, Daneker. She doesn't have a play. It's an infield single for Jaden Gentile. Four hits in five batters for Plum. Runners on the corners once again, and still nobody out.
Stevens.
This could be a big inning for Plum. They could run away with the ball game already, still with nobody out here. Three runs across, two on the bases. And Riley Stevens at the plate. Stevens looks at a ball inside. Throw down to second. They get the out there, and the runner from third never goes. Caught stealing is Jaden Gentile. Nice throw there from Zawacki behind the dish. And that is the first out. And the catcher, Zawacki, fixing her shin guard there. Ready to go. Now here's the 1-0 to Stevens. It's low. Two balls, no strikes. Stevens reached on a walk. Two oh. Fouled away. Back into the calf of Riley Stevens. A leadoff double by PC. RBI home by a single from Abby Leff. Tavella reached on an error. Two RBI double by Yusko and a single by Gentile. Moved her to third, but Gentile caught stealing. Riley Stevens now at the plate. Three balls and a strike the count. There's a strike, and then a run the count full. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch coming here to Riley Stevens. One out, runner at third. Plum already up 4-0. Here's the delivery. Fouled away. Zawacki couldn't hang on to it. Baseball here today at Gateway as well. Crowded complex here today. Here's the payoff pitch again. Again, fouled away up over the netting. like I said, hit the top of the netting and came back into play. Nice job by Zawacki, but that doesn't count. This isn't wiffle ball. Three-two. Low for a ball. Good at bat there from Steven. She draws her second walk of the ball game. Runners on the corners. We'll get, again, a courtesy runner for the pitcher.
Second base, Lily DeLuca.
That's Omer coming out to run once again. Yusko at third, Omer at first for Stevens. Lily DeLuca at the plate. One out. Runners on the corners for the four-spot batter, DeLuca. Has one hit in the game, a line drive right at the shortstop. Christie can't make the catch, and she gets the out at first base. A ground out. It's still an RBI and scores Yusko from third. Close play there at first. Oh, the umpire looked like he went safe and then called out. Had to think about that one for a moment.
Third base, Kinsey Murata.
So runner at second is moving over there is Stevens. DeLuca retired 6-3. Yusko scores on the fielder's choice to make it 5-0. And at the plate now, we have Kinsey Murata. One zero the count. Swing and a miss for strike one. Big inning here for Plum. Four runs across in the frame. Still Omer out at second, running for Stevens. Kenzie Murata grounded out to short her last time up. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball to the third baseman, Daneker, who makes the out and ends the inning. Eight batters come to the plate for Plum in the top half of the second. They score four runs on four hits, one error, one left on the bases. We go to the bottom of the second. Trinity in the hole, 5-0 to Plum here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
We head to the bottom of the second inning. Trinity in a 5-0 hole. Still looking for the first hit of the game are the Hillers. Emma Starr, Charlotte Hinkler, and Alexa Zawacki coming to the dish in this inning as Riley Stevens continues to deal in the circle. She delivers a ball here to Emma Starr. One-oh pitch called strike on the inner edge. Glad to have you along here on WJPA.com and the NFHS Network. 1-1 pitch. Soft grounder backhanded by DeLuca at second, throw to first in time. Nice play by DeLuca at second base. Had to backhand that one, dives and makes the throw from her seat. Wow. Nice play. One down here in the bottom of the second for the Hillers at the plate. Brings up Charlotte Hinkler. Hinkler, the right-handed batter. First pitch to her. Stabbed at by the pitcher, Stevens. Throw to first comes from Gentile at short, not in time. Let's see this again. Good hard hit.
Coming to the plate, number 18.
Probably
would have
been better if
Zawacki.
Stevens just lets that get through there to Gentile. We're going to call that an infield single. So runner at first, and that is Rural Trinity's first hit of the ball game. So Zawacki looks at a ball high. Alexa Zawacki at the plate. Catcher for the Hillers. Trinity has its second base runner of the afternoon. 1-0 pitch. Popped up. Shallow right center. Center fielder. PC comes in and makes the catch. Two down. Shot by the second baseman there, DeLuca, to let her just have it. An issue down at first base for Hinkler. She's taking the helmet off.
That number seven pitcher.
Coach comes over, Sean Gray, to check her out. She's kind of holding her chest or throat a little bit. Not sure what the issue is down there for Charlotte Hinkler, who reached on that infield single. Now, I believe a trainer out there to talk to her as well. And, Sean Gray going to come over here and talk to the umpire. Hinkler puts the helmet back on, though. It looks like we're good to go. Two outs. Hinkler stays down there at first base. And it's Maddie Ray at the plate, her first plate appearance. First pitch to Ray is high for a ball.
You got it, Matt!
1-0 pitch. Another ball. Two balls, no strikes. The count to the seven-spot batter, Maddie Ray. Started the game as the pitcher. Faced just eight batters. 2-0. Ground ball played off the hop by the shortstop, Gentile. She gets the lead out at second, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on the bases. We've played two. Plum, 5, Trinity, nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Back here at Gateway, a 5-0 lead for Plum. The Mustangs coming back to the plate. Bernoski, PC left due to bat this inning. The 5, 6, and 7 spots in the Mustang lineup. Humphreys back out in the circle for her second full, or for her first full inning of work, coming on in relief in the second for Maddie Ray. Bernoski at the plate, flew out to left field her first time up. First pitch to her is a ball.
Leading off for Plum, number 3, first base, Brooke Bernoski.
The 1-0. Upstairs again. Two balls, no strikes here to Bernoski. Mustangs plating one in the first, four in the second to jump out to this 5-0 lead. Here in the third. 2-0. There's a called strike. from Humphreys. She and Ray just switching places last inning. Humphreys responsible for two of those runs last inning. Ray responsible for the other two. 2-1 is fouled away down the right field line. Evens up the count at 2-2. Glad to have you along here on the WJBA Sports Network. Nate Rigotti alongside my producer, Scott Donnelly. Brett Gambita running the camera for us up in the bleachers. You can see him up there at the top of your screen, by the way, in the top of the bleachers. Giving you a great look. There's a good wave from you, Brett. Thanks, sir. Here's a 2-2. It's low and runs the count full. Brooke Bernoski leading things off in the top of the third inning for Plum with a 5-0 lead. Nobody out. Base is empty for Bernoski. Here's the payoff pitch. That's upstairs. A leadoff walk to Brooke Bernoski. And for the third straight inning, the leadoff batter is aboard for the Mustangs.
Sydney Peachy.
Brings up Sydney Peachy. First pitch to Peachy is high for a ball. One O's a called strike. Plum 13-5 on the season, 8-4 in section one. Tough section with Shaler in it, of course. Shaler Titans always pretty good. 1-1. Low two balls and a strike. Two losses to Shaler. Shared second place in the section with Fox Chapel. Outscoring their opponents 177-63, and you can see why. A two-run shot from Sydney Peachy. Two more runs for the Plum Mustangs as Peachy crushes this one out of the ballpark. Seven, nothing, Mustangs. And we might be having another change here.
Next up for Plum, number 8, right fielder, Abby Leff.
Sydney Peachy today, 2-for-2, a home run, a double, two RBIs, two runs scored. The sixth spot batter putting on a show, and we are going to have a pitching change for the Hillers. The third pitcher coming into the circle. With nobody out here in the third inning. We're back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, Trinity on to its third pitcher of the ball game. This is Friend out there now. Base is empty, nobody out, two runs already across in the inning after the two-run shot by Sydney Peachy. Humphreys back to first base. Called strike here. Evens up the count for Abby Leff. So a Laura Friend in the circle. Humphreys back to first. Off-speed pitch gets her to go around. Strike two there from Friend. Both of Trinity's pitchers only seeing eight batters and have given up seven runs through 16 batters. Still nobody out here. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And just like that, a little off-speed from Alora Friend gets the first out of the inning. First strikeout of the game for Plum at the plate. Did we lose our camera?
11, DP,
In between innings, Brett, you're going to go fix that, okay? You can run. Thank you. That's why you're here making the big bucks up there, pal. Brings Gia Tavella, the left-handed batter. Oh, it came back. Look, Brett, you don't have to do anything. Good job, Brett. Thanks, pal. Oh, one. Tapped foul right to me. There we are. Glad to have you with us. No balls, two strikes to Gia Tavella. 7-0, Plum lead in the top of the third inning. Mustangs trying to add some more. 0-2 pitch fouled away here from Tavella, the nine-spot batter. Two runs across in this inning, four in the second, one in the first. Here's the 0-2. Little blooper out to shallow left, diving in for it is Hall. Nice play from the left fielder.
Add that, number two.
Beautiful
catcher,
grab there from Madeline Hall.
That's what I was thinking.
Two outs now with the bases empty for Liana Yusko, batting for the third time in three innings. One oh. Called strike, evens up the count. Yusko 2-for-2 with two RBIs, a double, and a run scored. All that from the one-spot batter. 1-1. Off speed, just got a piece of it. One ball, two strikes. Getting the Hillers on their third pitcher of the ball game. And in a big hole here. Last year was Trinity that was the 10 seed and ended up getting the win. Plum trying to be the 10 seed to get that win over the number 7 this year. 1-2 pitch again. Off speed and nice job out there. Daneker makes the grab. Kaylee Daneker, the sophomore, catches that ball before it can fall in foul territory. And that ends the inning. Not before Plum scores two more runs on just one hit. The two-run shot by Sidney Peasy. No errors, nobody left on the bases. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Plum 7, Trinity nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
GG&C drives Trinity. GG&C Bus Company is looking for CDL drivers. Enjoy flexible hours and scheduling and paid training for new drivers. Drug screening and background checks required. For 50 years, GG&C has provided safe, reliable student and public transportation. They're always looking for school bus, van, and charter drivers and student monitors. Equal opportunity employer. Learn more at ggcbus.com or call 724-222-2320.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Madeline Hall leading things off. First pitch to her was a ball. Now a fly ball into left center field. The center fielder, PC, makes the grab. One down. Nice job by PC to range over. Call off Maxwell in left. One out, base is empty now.
Four, center fielder, Krenzelic.
Krenzelic or Krenzelak?
Krenzelak.
Krenzelak, okay. Krenzelak. I knew my Trinity man Scott would know. Looking at a ball. The 1-0. Line drive up the middle. There's a strong hit for Krenzelak. And the Hillers have a base runner. Just ripped that one right back up the middle.
DP Friend.
One out with Krenzelak now at first base. Now the pitcher, Alora Friend, batting. She looks at a ball. Trinity with two hits in the ball game. One was a weak infield single, but Krenzelak ropes one into center field. Trinity needs a little help as Friend looks at strike one. In this big 7-0 hole, Plum plating a run in the first, four in the second, and two in the third. 1-1 delivery. Fly ball into right field. This one going back, and it's over the glove of the right fielder left. She had to hold in Krenzelak. She'll get to third, and it's a stand-up double for Alora Friend. Two runs in scoring position now for Trinity with just one out. First extra base hit there for Alora Friend. Took a big old jump over the glove. It should be a book rule double, right?
Yeah.
Play that again, Scott. Let's see that replay again over the glove. Yep, over the glove of the right fielder left, off the top of the wall, and out of play. So the book rule double. Back-to-back hits here for the Hillers in the bottom of the third inning. Trailing 7-0. And now Nina Christie coming to the plate. Good opportunity here for the Hillers. Christie looks at a strike. Hall led things off with a fly out to center. But the single by Krenzelak, the double by Friend. Hillers trying to chip into this lead. This one popped up towards the backstop. It'll hit the net. No balls, two strikes. Now to Nina Christie in the three spot. She walked her first time up. Now the officials talking here to Sean Gray, umpire down at third. And now the umpire is going to talk here. Don't know what this is about. Brett gets a good zoom in here. While the umpires discuss something, we'll step aside here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Everybody needs some help these days. Take Jessica's mom.
High deductible. Mom forgets about her pills. I go crazy. But then I heard about Curtis Pharmacy.
See, Curtis Pharmacy cures the crazy. Save with Better RX. And backed by meds, ease Jess's quite worried mind.
Better RX has generics priced lower than online pharmacies.
And backed by meds has your meds packed in pouches, stamped with a date and time to be taken. No more pill boxes. Dare to compare at CurtisPharmacy.com.
0-2 pitch was outside. One ball, two strikes. Umpires don't make any ruling here. They just go back to play. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball past the pitcher. Throw to first. It's a ground out RBI for Nina Christie and gets Trinity on the board as Krenzelak scores.
Now up for Trinity, number 14, first base, Humphreys.
So now down at third is Laura Friend as Gabby Humphreys comes to the plate. Humphreys fouls one away. Humphreys started at first, came in, faced eight batters. Gave up four runs in those eight batters, and Sean Gray said that was enough. Here's the 0-1. That's upstairs. One ball, one strike. Hillers get on the board here in the third. It's 7-1. RBI ground out for Nina Christie. 1-1 pitch popped up out of play again beyond the first baseline. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, runner at third base for the Hillers. Trying to chip in to this Plum lead. They get one. One, two. Ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. I like Yusko's framing, though. Here's a 2-2. Grounder to third, scooped up by Murata. Throw to first is low and not caught, and that'll bring in a run. Alora Friend scores on the air as Humphreys just beats out that throw that was low. Bernoski couldn't squeeze it. Watch this here. Murata makes the play. Just a low throw, and she couldn't squeeze it and grab it in enough time. Hillers on the board again. It's 7-2 now. Now, Plum wants to talk about something here.
Add that, number 8, right field, Star.
Plum's coach is going to have a conversation. It's 7-2. See what this conversation is. Humphrey reaches on the E5. Wants to say, well, it was in the glove. She dropped it and trapped it. Wanted to say it was in the glove. Let's see that replay one more time there, Scott and Brett. Murata throws it. It's low. She dropped it. Yeah, she tries to pick it up with the right hand then, and that allows Alora Friend to score. So it's 7-2. Trinity getting two runs in this bottom of the third. Now up at the plate is Emma Starr. Starr swings and misses at the first pitch. 1 run earned, that run unearned. 0-1, that's low. 1 ball, 1 strike here to Emma Starr, who grounded out to second her first time up to lead off the second inning. So the 1-1. Off speed, and that's off the elbow. Yep. That's off the elbow. A hit batsman. Yusko asking, wasn't that in the strike zone? Umpire says, no, that wasn't in the strike zone. So the hit batter now puts runners at first and second base. What an interesting bottom of the third inning for the Hillers. Still two runners out there, and now Plum wants to talk about it a little bit. We'll step aside. We'll be back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, so Plum's coach, Phil DiLeonardo, heads back to the dugout. Up to the plate now is Charlotte Hinkler, bottom of the third inning. Trinity scored two runs, still trails 7-2, and now a bouncer right back to the pitcher, Riley Stevens, and she gets the out at first and retires Hinkler, and that ends the inning. But the Hillers score two runs on two hits. There was one error and two left on the bases. We've played three. Plum still in control, 7-2 over Trinity here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monacalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
We head to the top of the fourth inning. Jaden Gentile, Riley Stevens, and Lily DeLuca coming to the plate here for Plum.
Jaden Gentile.
Gentile 1-for-2 with a run scored. And a single in the second inning. As Trinity leads 7-2. Ball delivered by Alora Friend on for her first inning of full work. Coming on in relief in the third pitcher used by the Hillers here this evening. 1-0 pitch. Fly ball into left on the run, making the grab there is Madeline Hall. One down. Brings up Riley Stevens.
Coming to the plate, number
first time that Plum has Riley not gotten the leadoff Stevens batter aboard in an inning. Stevens with two walks in this game, and first pitch to her is a ball. Twice Stevens been walked. Omer's come on to run for her as a courtesy runner, and Omer's been stranded at second twice. 1-0. Off speed, another ball. Two balls, no strikes. Here to the pitcher, Riley Stevens. Is a fly ball high back to left center field towards the wall, and this thing is gone. Riley Stevens strokes a solo home run. The second bomb of the game for the Plum Mustangs. And Plum adds a run here in the top of the fourth. Eight to two.
Next up.
Number now the
nine.
Score.
Second base, Lily DeLuca.
And Lily DeLuca comes to the plate. So a solo shot for Riley Stevens. Gives Plum a run here in the fourth. They've scored at least one run in every inning. One in the first, four in the second, two in the third, one and one at least here in the fourth with just one out. Base is empty for Lily DeLuca. DeLuca, the second baseman, stands in. Called strike. First home run was hit by Sidney Peasy, and that was when Humphreys was in the circle. Oh. Friend has given up her first homer. 0-1. Fly ball. This one again back deep to left field. Hall watches this one go over the wall. Back to back jacks for Plum.
Back to back.
The Mustangs hit two solo shots. Riley Stevens and Lily DeLuca. It's 9-2. And the Mustangs get those two runs they gave up in the bottom of the third right back. And Alora Friend, the third pitcher of the ball game for Trinity, has just given up back-to-back solo home runs. 3 home runs in a game for the Mustangs. As the sun starts to hide behind some clouds and a little chill comes upon us. Here's Kenzie Murata. 1-0 pitch. I believe that missed. 2 balls, no strikes. Another ball. 3 balls, no strikes. And it's a 4-pitch walk. Back-to-back solo home runs and a 4-pitch walk in Sean Gray. The Trinity coach going to walk back out into the infield here and talk to his pitcher, Alora Friend, third pitcher of the ball game for Trinity here. It came on in the third inning. No changes yet here. Maybe. Plate umpire going to break up this powwow. So the infield stayed where they're at. It's just Sean Gray and his pitcher, Alora Friend. Back-to-back home runs and then a 4-pitch walk brings up Brooke Bernoski. Just one out here in this top of the fourth inning. 2 runs across in this frame already for Plum with those 2 solo home runs. Bernoski, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored today.
4-2-5-1! Yes. I think she ate her lunch at my time.
First pitch, a strike. Trinity got in the hole early. Plum continues to pour it on. 0-1. It's outside for a ball. One pitch. That one hits before the plate in the turf. 2 balls and a strike. A little bit of cloud cover is not so bad. I can actually see our screens here. Pull my sleeves back. I got a little sunburn today. It was beautiful out here this afternoon. Clouds rolling in. 2-1 pitch. Supposed to be cold and rainy tomorrow. Inside for a ball. 3 balls and a strike. Friend delivers the 3-1 pitch. It's a called strike. It runs the count full. A 9-2 lead for Plum over Trinity here in the top of the fourth inning. Mustangs with back-to-back solo home runs in this top of the fourth. Just one out runner at first base here for Brooke Bernoski. The payoff pitch from Friend. It's a fly ball into dead away center. Barely having to move there is Krenzelak. She makes the grab 2 down. Krenzelak barely had to move one step over to her left to make that catch. And that'll bring up, thought it was going to be PC here, I believe it is. Sydney PC looks at a ball. PC had a 2-run home run in the third inning. Was the last batter that Humphrey saw in the circle. 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. One pitch. High and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. To Sydney Peasy, who's 2-for-2, a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. 2-1 pitch. She looks at strike 2. And winner of this one takes on the winner of Thomas Jefferson in South Fayette. Last time we heard, it was TJ with a 3-0 lead. 2-2 pitch. Low in the turf before the plate, runs the count full once again. A 7-run lead right now for Plum in the top of the fourth. Mustangs at the plate trying to add on. Runner at first base with two outs. The payoff pitch from Alora Friend. Fouled away. Payoff delivery again is outside. Second walk of the inning. Runners at first and second base. Seventh batter is Abby Leff. An RBI single in the second, a strikeout in the third. He was the first batter that Alora Friend saw. And
at bat, number eight.
Thought right Sean Gray was going to make a change here. Abby Leff. Now standing in. First pitch to left is low and away for a ball. A left-handed batter and Abby Leff. 2-2-5-1. Every Plum batter has at least reached base. 1-0 pitch. Off speed, a ball, two balls, no strikes. I guess a little high, maybe.
3-2, 3-2.
Abby Leff can't catch up to that one, swings and misses. Can't adjust, I should say. A lot different speed. Coming from Alora Friend. See center fielder Krenzelak making the adjustment you can see in our camera. 2-1 pitch. There's a fastball for a called strike. Two balls, two strikes, the count here to the eight-spot batter, Abby Leff. Runners at first and second base. Plum leading 9-2 in the top of the fourth. 2-2 pitch. That one off speed. She swings and misses, and Laura Friend gets her second strikeout and ends the inning. Two more runs from the Plum Mustangs come off of back-to-back solo jacks by Stevens and DeLuca. Two runs, two hits, no errors, two walks, two left on the bases. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Trinity trailing Plum 9-2 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you? Call today, 724-222-4113.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington. Or
a leadoff single down the left field line for Alexa Zawacki.
For Trinity with the single.
Zawacki just fist one down that left field line.
Coming to the plate, number seven.
Pitcher. And a leadoff single for the Hillers here in the bottom of the fourth. 17 running. And we do have a courtesy runner for the catcher. That is Ashby. Ashby, the courtesy runner for the catcher at first. And Zawacki and Maddie Ray comes up. Ground ball to second. 4-6-3. Double play. The Plum defense coming up strong. DeLuca, Gentile, Bernoski. And the bases are empty with two outs.
Coming to the plate, number 10, left fielder Hall.
Brings up the 9-spot batter, Madeline Hall. 4-6-3 double play. Nice job by the defense there of the Mustangs. Clears the bases. One-oh pitch, fly ball, foul territory, left side, out of play. One ball, one strike here to Madeline Hall, batting for the second time in the ball game. A fly out to center field, her first time up. Here's the 1-1. Called strike, makes it one ball, two strikes now to Hall. Fouled off the post, holding up the netting here, protecting us. Evens up the count of two balls and two strikes now. Here's a 2-2. Popped up. This will get out of play down the right field line. Riley Stevens stands in, delivers a ball. It runs the count full. Bottom of the fourth inning, Plum leading Trinity 9-2. Bases empty with two outs. For the 9-spot batter, Madeline Hall. Riley Stevens stands in. The payoff pitch fouled away. Right back at us to our microphone when you heard that pop. You were bogus. Payoff pitch swung on and missed. Riley Stevens gets her second strikeout in the circle and Trinity is retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on the bases thanks to the 4-6-3 double play. We've played four here at Gateway. Plum 9, Trinity 2 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Head to the top of the fifth inning. Gianna Tavella leading things off. Looks at ball one. Laura Friend still dealing in the circle after coming on in relief. Plum with a 9-2 lead. Looking to add on here in the top half of the fifth. Pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes here to the 9-spot batter, Gia Tavella. Plum scoring a run in each of the first four frames. One in the first, four in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth. Three balls, no strikes now to Tavella. Go, do have a final from Pleasant Valley. Thomas Jefferson hangs on to defeat South Fayette 3-2. Tavella take all the way, looks at strike one. So winner of this one will take on the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. There's a 3-1. That one low for a ball. And that will put Gia Tavella aboard. In four out of the five innings of this ball game, Plum has gotten a leadoff batter aboard.
At bat number two, catcher Leanna
brings up Yusko. Leanna Yusko.
I texted him, asked if he wanted to do it.
Back to the top of the order. Yusko batting for the fourth time in five innings. 2-for-3 with two RBIs and a run scored. First pitch, two is a strike. Called strike again here to Yusko. Mustangs up seven here in the top of the fifth. Over the Hillers. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball foul. Out in front of it was Yusko. Takes it towards third. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth.
Come on, B!
The 0-2. Fly ball again, foul. This one out of play. And that's headed into the baseball field. Yep. Well, maybe a stop short on a hump.
Huh.
Game. Really, boys? You can't go pick up that softball? Where are they warming up at? Here's the 0-2. Popped out of play once again. Yusko battling in here after looking at a couple. Now fouls three straight away. The 0-2 fly ball. This one to dead away center. Back to the wall, and this one's gone. The fourth home run of the ball game for the Mustangs. It's a two-run shot from Leanna Yusko. And it's 11-2, Plum. And now Trinity going to talk about it in the circle. Plum adds two more here in the fifth. We'll step aside here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
GG&C drives Trinity. GG&C Bus Company is looking for CDL drivers. Enjoy flexible hours and scheduling and paid training for new drivers. Drug screening and background checks required. For 50 years, GG&C has provided safe, reliable student and public transportation. They're always looking for school bus, van, and charter drivers and student monitors. Equal opportunity employer. Learn more at ggcbus.com or call 724-222-2320.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Jessica is a working mom, and now takes care of her mom. Jess is a good daughter.
Mom needs to stay at home and be independent. Not always easy, but Curtis Pharmacy made it so easy and affordable for us.
The cost savings are real. Generics often priced below online pharmacies.
Compounding was the key. Now mom and her fur baby rely on Curtis Pharmacy, and they do it in-house. Ever try to give a cat a pill?
Curtis Pharmacy does what other pharmacies wish they could. Cost saving, better RX, and compounding for people and pets. CurtisPharmacy.com.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
All right, so Humphreys is now back in the circle. And now at first base still is Matty Ray. As Humphreys comes back in for the second time in the ballgame and delivers a strike to Gentile. We got a change on the defense there that we've got Humphreys in the circle again. Only saw eight batters coming on a relief of Matty Ray as Gentile shows bunt, pulls it back as that one rolls across the plate. One ball, one strike. Humphreys came on in the top of the second inning. Two batters in to the second inning. 1-1 pitch fouled away. Ball, two strikes now here to Jaden Gentile. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Nobody on the bases here after the two-run shot by Liana Yusko. It's the 1-2. Left upstairs there by Humphreys. Gabby Humphreys, the sophomore. Throws one low. Runs the count full. Nobody out. Bases empty. Already two runs across in this top half of the fifth inning as Plum leads 11-2. Payoff pitch. Fisted foul. Four home runs in a game by Plum by four different players. A two-run shot from Yusko, a two-run shot from Sidney Peasy, the back-to-back solo home runs in the fourth inning from Stevens and DeLuca. Here's the 3-2 once again. Fly ball down the right field line. This one will get foul. Hillers have struggled in this one. Just four hits for Trinity in the game. Three, two. That one's low. And a walk to Jaden Gentile. Runner at first.
At bat, number 33, Riley Stevens.
Humphreys gave up one of those home runs. The other three given up by Friend. Still on the hook for the loss is Ray. As Riley Stevens, who hit one of those home runs, comes back to the plate, looks at ball one. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss for strike one. Plum has brought the lumber today. To go along with the four home runs. Extra base hits for Yusko and PC as well. 1-1 pitch rolls across the plate. Liana Yusko, who hit that two-run home run, she has four RBIs now today. She's 3-for-3, and she's a triple away from the cycle. 2-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two-two pitch. Upstairs, and that runs the count full. Payoff pitch. That's low. Back-to-back walks after coming on in relief for Gabby Humphreys. Puts runners at first and second base. And if Plum were to score a run and
get Omer back out here to run for Stevens. By the way, that's the third time Stevens has been walked in this
second
one.
Second base, Lily DeLuca.
Two of them belonging to Humphreys, one belonging to Ray. As now up is DeLuca, who also has a home run in this game. Oh, 01. Check swing, called strike. No balls, two strikes here to DeLuca. Nobody out, top of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second base here for the Plum Mustangs, leading Trinity 11-2 in the first round of the 5A softball playoffs here in the WPIL. 0-2 pitch hits halfway in front of the plate from the hand of Gabby Humphreys. One, two, fouled away. Fights this one off. Plum coming out of a tough section with Shaler. Was given this number before when I think it was Stevens who hit the home run. 1-2 pitch. Foul ball down the third baseline. Plum has outscored their opponents this season 177-63. Scoring more runs than both Shaler and Fox Chapel. 1-2 pitch, fly ball into right center, ranging over is the center fielder to make the catch. Tagging from second is Gentile. Holding it first is Omer. First out of the inning. As Krenzelak makes that grab. Runners on the corners.
12, third base, Kenzie Murata.
Brings up Kenzie Murata. Still without a hit today, two ground outs and a walk. First pitch is a strike. Oh, 01 swung on and missed. Strike two. Gabby Humphreys making her second appearance of the ballgame. Oh, 02 upstairs. Her first time up. Saw eight batters.
6-5-5-4.
Allowed four runs on three hits, walked one. 1-2 is low. Evens up the count of two balls and two strikes. Still just one out here in the top of the fifth inning with runners on the corners for Plum. Another one across would put this in mercy rule territory. The 2-2. And a called strike three. Gabby Humphreys gets her first strike out of the game. And that'll bring up Brooke Bernoski, who's still looking for her first hit as well. Two flyouts, one to left, one to center.
Number three.
Also walked and scored a run.
Bernoski.
First pitch to Bernoski's upstairs for a ball. Winner will face Thomas Jefferson. Who defeated South Fayette 3-2 early this afternoon. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. No West Allegheny with a 10-run win, 11-1 over Latrobe here before our game in this 5A bracket. 1-1. Fouled away. One ball, two strikes now to Bernoski.
Two, five, two.
1-2 pitch swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Gabby Humphreys, but Plum adds a couple of more. Two runs on just one hit. The two-run home run by Liana Yusko. No errors and two left on the bases. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Plum leading Trinity 11-2 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Krenzelak hits a ground ball right to the second baseman, DeLuca. One pitch, one out. 4-3, the putout of Krenzelak.
Coming to the plate, number one, DP Friend.
Brings up Laura Friend. One-oh pitch now to Friend. Check swing called for a strike there. Evens up the count at 1-1. Trinity getting two runs across in the third inning. Just one of them earned, capitalizing on an error. Slow ground ball to the first baseman. Scooping it up is Bernoski. She tags the bag unassisted. Two down quickly here in the bottom half of the fifth. And that'll bring up Nina Christie. Ground out to short and a walk in this one. Popped up to the shortstop, and making the grab there is Gentile, and that ends the inning. A quick one for Trinity in the bottom half of the fifth. We go to the sixth. Plum with an 11-2 lead over the Hillers here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
We head to the top of the sixth inning. Sydney Peasy leading things off. Peasy, a double, a home run, two RBIs, a walk in this ball game. As Humphreys in the circle. An 11-2 lead for Plum. First pitch is a ball high.
Sydney Pitchy leads off for the Mustangs.
And now looks at a strike. One ball, one strike to PC. Humphreys came on in relief for the second time last inning. Did not allow a run despite two walks. Got a couple of strikeouts. Two balls and a strike now. Two-one fouled away. Plum putting up runs in every frame thus far. One in the first, four in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth. With four home runs in this ballgame. 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Three strikeouts in a row now going back to the last inning for Gabby Humphreys. One out, base is empty now for Abby Leff.
Pitch hitter, number 16, Ava Bernoski.
I take that back. Ava Bernoski is going to bat here for Leff, who was 1-for-3 with back-to-back strikeouts. So Bernoski, this is Ava at the plate. First pitch to her is a strike. One outside for a ball. One ball, one strike here to Bernoski coming off the bench to pinch hit. One. Swing and a miss, strike two. One-two pitch rolls in. Two balls, two strikes.
Hey, you're good, Gab. You're good.
3-3-1-6.
Come on, Gab.
Humphreys winds and deals the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball. This one deep into right center field, and it's another home run for the Plum Mustangs, the fifth one of the ball game. By a fifth different player, Ava Bernoski, the pinch hitter, strokes one out of the park. It's 12-2 Plum. Nothing better than a pinch hit home run, I'll tell you. As Bernoski takes Humphreys out of the yard.
Gia Tavella at bat for the Mustangs.
That brings up the nine spot batter, Gia Tavella. She pops one up behind the bag at third. This could be trouble, but nice play by Christie, the shortstop, to get the out. And now two outs in the inning. Base is empty. Top of the sixth. It's now a 10-run lead for Plum at 12-2. Trinity will have to put some runs on the board in the bottom half of the sixth to keep this game going. But back to the top of the order for Liana Yusko, who's a triple away from the cycle.
Catcher, Liana Yusko.
Four RBIs. She's 3-for-4, a single, a double, a two-run home run. She looks at ball one. The 1-0. And that's a foul ball up the first baseline. Bounced there for a moment. Not sure that ball knew what it wanted to do. And again, Plum has put up at least one run in every frame. 1-1 pitch, and that's a liner right to the shortstop, Christie, and that ends the inning. But the big home run off the bench from Ava Bernoski makes it a 10-run game, 12-2. Trinity needs some runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning to keep this game going when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Gabby Humphreys leading things off for Trinity. Looks at ball one. Hillers need a run here. Humphreys strokes one into center field. Going back here is PC. She makes the grab, one down.
Coming to the plate, number eight, right fielder, Starr.
Trinity getting their two runs in the third inning. One of them earned, one unearned. Next up here is Emma Starr. First pitch to Starr is low. One oh pitch, low as well. Two balls, no strikes. Just four hits in the game for the Hillers. Two oh pitch. There's a strike delivered here from Riley Stevens. He's given up just those four hits. She has struck out two, hit one. 2-1 pitch. Fisted foul. Evens up the count of two balls and two strikes here for Emma Starr in the five hole for the Hillers. Two-two upstairs for a ball. Payoff pitch hits the arm of Emma Starr, and that'll put her aboard and bring up Charlotte Hinkler.
Bad bat, number nine.
Meaning on, in the circle now. Showing bunt, pulling it back. That's a ball. Hinkler, throw back down to first, and back in safely is Emma Starr. And that was close. I know that pole has been in our way all day down there. Nice throw here from Yusko. Collision down at the bag and back in safely. 1-0 the count to Hinkler. Trinity trying to keep this game going. Need at least one. Showing bunt again. Pulls it back as that's high. Yusko fakes the back pick throw. Gets the bunt down, fielded by Stevens in the circle. They get the out at first. It's a sacrifice that moves Starr over to second. 1-3 goes the putout.
At bat, number 18, catcher.
But two outs in the inning now. And the catcher, Alexa Zawacki, comes to the plate. Does have one of the four hits for Trinity, but big wave and miss there for strike one. Oh-1, outside for a ball. One-1 pitch. Popped up behind us and out of play and just went right off the top of a car maybe. Or maybe just missed it. Not sure where that car ended up. But. Yikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside. Oh, that was almost ball game. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base for Trinity. Down by 10. They need a run. 2-2 pitch is a ground ball fielded by the pitcher Stevens. She'll flip it to first. And the Mustangs, the number 10 seeded Plum, 10 runs Trinity, 12-2 in six innings. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll recap this one and name our CCBC Washington County College Center Player of the Game here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
GG&C drives Trinity. GG&C Bus Company is looking for CDL drivers. Enjoy flexible hours and scheduling and paid training for new drivers. Drug screening and background checks required. For 50 years, GG&C has provided safe, reliable student and public transportation. They're always looking for school bus, van, and charter drivers and student monitors. Equal opportunity employer. Learn more at ggcbus.com or call 724-222-2320.
Everybody needs some help these days. Take Jessica's mom.
High deductible. Mom forgets about her pills. I go crazy. But then I heard about Curtis Pharmacy.
See, Curtis Pharmacy cures the crazy. Save with Better Rx. And backed by meds, ease Jess's quite worried mind.
Better Rx has generics priced lower than online pharmacies.
And backed by meds has your meds packed in pouches, stamped with a date and time to be taken. No more pill boxes. Dare to compare at CurtisPharmacy.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Plum brought the lumber here today. A 12-2 win over the Trinity Hillers in the first round of the Class 5A girls softball playoffs here in the WPIAL. It was Plum from the very get-go. The Mustangs scoring at least one run in every inning of this ball game. Started off with one run in the first and then put up four in the second. They had a 5-0 lead going into the bottom of the second inning. They added two more in the top of the third thanks to a two-run home run from Sydney Peasy. Leading 7-0 in the bottom of the third inning, Trinity finally got on the board. A single by Krenzelak, a double by Friend brought her home. An error by Gabby Humphreys brought Friend home from third. Trinity scored their two runs there in the third, and they only had two base runners the rest of the game. After that, while Plum put on a show. Out of their 11 hits, five of them were home runs. A two-run shot from Liana Yusko, a two-run home run from Sydney Peasy, back-to-back solo jacks in the fourth inning from Riley Stevens and Lily DeLuca. And then off the bench, a pinch-hit solo home run in the sixth inning by Ava Bernoski is actually what made this a 10-run game. It was Plum's 12th run of the ball game. Trinity had to answer in the bottom half of the sixth inning and just could not do it. Trinity scores two runs on four hits, commits one error, leaves five on the bases. Plum, 12 runs on 11 hits, one error for the Mustangs, and left seven stranded. As Trinity got into that hole quickly, they went through, I don't know how you score this, whether it's three or four different pitchers. Ray got the start in the circle. She went through at eight batters. And those eight batters gave up three runs, was responsible for three runs. And then Humphreys came on, saw just eight batters, responsible for another four runs. Then Alora Friend came on, and Friend pitched the majority of the middle half of that game and gave up three of those home runs out of the five. They brought Humphreys back in. She ends up getting a couple of strikeouts, just not enough to get it done, as Trinity was already in the hole pretty big. We'll step aside one more time when we come back. We'll name our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game, and we'll also look at the scoreboard around the WPIL here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Back here at Gateway, as things get cleaned up here on this gorgeous field, a great day for softball, a great day for the Plum Mustangs, as they really brought the bats here tonight. Nobody better than the one player that was just a triple short of the cycle, had one of those home runs, had a double, had a single, had four RBIs. It's time to name our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, she was that triple short of the cycle, but Liana Yusko has a tremendous ball game tonight. A single in the first, a two RBI double in the second, and a two-run home run in the fifth. She goes 3-for-5 with four RBIs and was a tremendous catcher behind the plate as well. for Riley Stevens. But Yusko really, really good at the plate today. Again, one of five home runs for the Plum Mustangs. Stevens gets the win for Plum, going six innings, allowing two runs, just one of them earned on just four hits, struck out two, and walked two batters. With the win, Plum will now face Thomas Jefferson, who defeated South Fayette 3-2 earlier today. A couple of other scores for you here in this Class 5A softball bracket. West Allegheny winning today in six innings, 11-1 over Greater Latrobe. Baldwin sneaks out the win. They were trailing late in that game 3-1, but Baldwin ends up winning 4-3. So West A will play Baldwin on Thursday. Still waiting for some scores in the Moon-Shaler game. Also in the Connellsville-Penn Trafford game. North Hills, the 11th seed, did defeat Montour today. That score final of 5-1 at North Allegheny. So North Hills will play the winner of Penn Trafford-Connellsville, and the TJ Plum winner will get the winner of that North Hills game. West A takes on Baldwin, still waiting a score. We can tell you Armstrong, the 8 seed, did defeat Fox Chapel today 8-6. So Armstrong will face either Shaler or Moon once we get that final. Boy, fun game for Plum, a tough one for the Trinity Hillers as they get 10 runs in six innings today here on the WJPA Sports Network. This game has been brought to you by our friends at the Day Insurance Agency on East Main Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. By Schwanee Broughton Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Visit Green, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By GG&C Bus, GG&C drives Trinity. Drive for GG&C. Call 724-222-2320. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Thanks so much to my producer, Scott Donnelly, my cameraman, Brett Gambita. I'm Nate Rigotti, signing off from Gateway. In the second game of our doubleheader, Trinity falls to Plum in the 5A girls softball playoffs. It's the first round. A win for the Plum Mustangs, 12-2 in six innings. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.